Chad here from TorchCast with Jeremy Affelt before the Diamondbacks take on the Giants here. How you doing, Jeremy?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. So, look, dumb questions. It's what we reporters ask. First time in the clubhouse, by the way, so be easy on me. So you've been here in 10 and 12, and last year didn't work out the way you guys wanted to, but you had a hell of a September last year. You guys obviously didn't quit. I'm sure the vibe in the clubhouse was pretty much the same as this year, but is there a difference at all to what it was last year because you are in the hunt this year?
Well, yeah, there was a lot of difference. I mean, last year you played and you didn't want to quit, but you weren't going to go anywhere. You already knew it, you know, going into September. So this is a lot different, man. We're very much in this thing, and we know a lot can happen. And we understand, like, 2010, we started the month off 7 games out. And, you know, 2012, we sealed it up a little earlier. But we understand how important these, you know, games and winning in September are. And it puts, you know, us in a – we're in a pretty good position right now, and we've got opportunities to make up some, you know, some – you know, the separation that we have in our division right now, you know, so we have some opportunities to make that up. We have some opportunities to take it over. We have, I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities out there. So last year we didn't have very many options. So I think everybody's excited to be able to play thinking that, you know, October is a viable option for us this year.
Yeah. And obviously you guys want to win the West rather than get the wild card. We all know that. It's, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that. But, you know, the 1993 Giants won 103 games, famously, and didn't make the playoffs. The wild card would have put them in. Well, now you have a chance at doing that. But at the same time, now they've added the second wild card. If you win the second wild card as a player, you're happy with the new format. If you win the first wild card, I'm assuming you're probably not as happy. You're still happy to have that one game. But at the same time, 3 years ago, you would have been in the playoffs. What is kind of your objective opinion of the new wild card system?
Well, you know, I think that, it's just Major League Baseball's way of trying to probably keep some competitiveness up. I think that, you know, there's mixed feelings on that. You know, there could be a team that, because of that wild card, because once you're in, I mean, you have the right game at the right time, it can be pretty dangerous. And all of a sudden now you have a team that's maybe in the World Series or in the NLCS or ALCS that wouldn't have been in the playoffs, you know, and they just happen to have the good game at the right time. And so, you know, I think that, you know, I really can't give you a one way or the other feeling, considering the fact that, you know, I think if I'm on a team that had that extra wild card and I get in and then we actually get the series because of it, you're like, thank God for the wild card, you know. But, you know, so I think that I think it's just part baseball trying to keep the competitiveness going, mix it up. You're going to start seeing, I think you'll start seeing more of a situation where there's not going to be repeat necessarily World Series champs every year, you know, or you've seen a huge drought in that now because of these situations where it seems like different teams are coming in. It keeps it competitive, keeps the trade deadline competitive to a point where now our teams don't even want to just shut it down for the year because they have a chance at that other wild card. So I think it just, you know, it has breathed some life into different teams and different way of how they do business right at the trade deadline. So keeps it interesting.
All right, last question for you, Jeremy. So 2012, I mean, you had that one incredible inning in Detroit where you struck out 3 in a row there, and it helped propel you guys to the World Championship. What, because I've never been there, what's the adrenaline level difference, or do you try to keep it even between a game like tonight against the Diamondbacks, which it still counts and it's very important, versus something like that outing?
Yeah, you know, I think my adrenaline's the same. I want to do my job either way. It doesn't really matter who you're playing. You want to do your job. I mean, you know, what we went through in the first two rounds of that the playoffs to get to the World Series was some of the most adrenaline and crazy feeling type games I've ever been a part of, you know. So when you got to the World Series, it wasn't that it was any less, but it was a situation where, you know, a lot of us were pitching well. We were in good rhythm. And so we kind of had a good feel for what we were doing. So when we went out there, we just tried to replicate that. And you know, we knew that they had 8 days off. We knew that their swings were a little long because they were sitting around for a long time. So, but, you know, in those situations, you know, you just try to simplify it. I know I walked the very first guy I faced that inning, and I just tried to basically say, okay, try to get a ground ball. And that's all I tried to do that entire time. And I ended up striking out those guys, but it wasn't what I was trying to do.
Sure.
And I was trying to get a ground ball. And with that, it helped me kind of zero in my execution of what I was trying to do, which helped me focus. And it helped me execute pitches that eventually put guys away. So I think once, you get into those games, I think it's more nerve-wracking watching them. You know, sitting there watching that stuff happen, nervous. When you get into the game, I mean, you're kind of just, you're ready to compete. You know, the nerves aren't there. Your nerves turn to focus, man. But when you're, man, my stomach was in knots for the first seven innings or whatever Kane was throwing that game, you know. So I think that it just kind of goes away and you get competitive and it gets to be kind of fun out there, especially if you have good rhythm.
Yeah, I got nerves playing amateur ball through last year. All right, I know I said last question. Now this is the last question because you did say that you guys were up against the wall and you had all that adrenaline going because it was so crazy the way you guys came back with those two series. This is a stupid question, but did you guys kind of feel like you were playing with house money in terms of getting into the World Series? You're like, man, maybe we shouldn't have been here, but we're here now because we did it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that, you know, it was just situations where we were game down 2-0 against the Cincinnati Reds. I mean, they haven't been swept all year at home. It's one game, you're out. So they only had to win one. And we got together and we just said, we got nothing to lose here. You know, we're either going home or moving on. And so we laid it all out there. And I think that's where Bochy has kind of said even this month. You know, just lay it all out there this month, give everything you got, leave on the field, and see where we're at the end of the year. And that's kind of what we had to do in those situations in 2012 is everybody just gave it everything they had. And every pitcher, I think, that pitched in that series or in that playoff run threw some really big innings and really important innings. The hitters came up with really big hits in big situations, and we played good defense. So, I mean, I think that was probably the funnest postseason I've ever been a part of.
All right, Jeremy, thanks for your time, and go get them tonight.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.